Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Here on 100 Yards of Football, today's NCAA legendary special, where all men of power and money has a magnetic attraction. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see one today covered by Vincent Turner, a man with a magnetic attraction from Santa Monica, California. The halfback, wide receiver representing USC. He was the NFL champion of 1956. The NFL MVP of 1956. He was the NFL comeback player of the year of 1962. A six-time first team All-Pro. An eight-time Pro Bowl player. He's a member of the NFL 1950s All-Decade Team, in the Ring of Honor for the New York Giants, and his number 16 jersey has been retired by the New York Giants, a first-team All-American. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Frank Gifford is our NCAA legendary special today here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. It's just my hat. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. And special thanks for the introduction by the man of the hour, Mr. Mark Bass. So, one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. And I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'm going to say this, man. Frank Gifford, I got a lot of respect for him. And growing up, when he became a member of Monday Night Football in 1971, I was just amazed because he was in the booth with Howard Cosell and his ability to really lead the show and then become a co-host down years later. He was with Monday Night Football from 1971 and 1997. And granted, I didn't get to see him play all of done when I'm researching Frank Gifford is read about him. But the thing I like about Frank Gifford, and you will never think, was his journey to get to this stage and what kind of career he had up to his death. And the things I found out about Frank Gifford, it's, man, it's from the heart, bro. It's unbelievable. See, Frank Gifford grew up in California. He didn't grow up rich. By no means. He grew up in during the Depression years. And a lot of people, I think, don't even know the story. When you see Frank Gifford, you think about Monday Night Football. You think that real handsome gentleman. You think about the hit he took in 1960 from Chuck Burnock that knocked him out for 2 years out of National Football League. But it's the journey that keeps me motivated. Whether you're black, green, Chinese, Mexican, African-American, white, it doesn't matter. Your journey can be unbelievable. And his journey is something that I get chill bumps every time I read about him. Think about this. His daddy was in the oil business out there in California. And they were very poor, poverty-stricken during the Depression. and his wife, Katie Lee Gifford, said this about Frank Gifford that I read. She said, Frank Gifford was a fantastic guy, but don't make no bones. He had some serious, serious obstacles growing up. The one thing when I went and did my research about Frank Gifford is that his family is so poor. At times during his youth, from the age of 6 to 13, they couldn't even really afford food. They had to eat dog food, man. The great Frank Gifford. They had to eat dog food. That's how poor they were. And then before he got to high school, Frank Gifford and his family moved 29 times. That's before he got to high school. 29 times they had different addresses in that young man's life. But one thing, Miss Gifford, his mother, I think about this, man. This brings tears to my eyes. Mrs. Gifford, during that time, Frank Gifford and his family went to church every day. They was in church every day, maybe every week. And Frank Gifford said, man, I stayed with God. God bless me. Think about that. You moved 29 times. It's all enough said right there. Enough said. But this guy was able to come out of high school. Didn't get into USC back in 1949. Had to go 1 year junior college because all that moving and all what he was going through. But he got his grades together. And he went to a USC program that was taking steps back. But he left his senior year in 1951 and put that Trojans program back on the map. In a game that did it, in October against number one ranked California, down 14-9 at halftime, this is when Frank Gifford's legacy is born. Papa Waldorf, the head coach of California, had that Golden Bears program rolling. They hadn't lost a game in 3 years in the Pac-8 back then. But Frank Gifford scored 3 touchdowns in that football game, scored on a 69-yard touchdown. The rest is history. USC was ranked 11 at the time, upset number one California in Berkeley. And really, Frank Gifford saved the USC program to where it's at today under Jess Hill, who's the new head coach. Then you think about Mr. Gifford, first round picking with the New York Giants in 52. But this is what I really respect the most of all. He played in New York City, right? All those great icons from the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. But when it's all said and done, he became that icon in New York. He became that golden boy on Broadway. Neon lights. And not only getting voted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977 and becoming a real outstanding talent in the broadcasting world. And loved and respected by everybody in the National Football League. And I loved him on Monday Night Football. Man. He was good. He was excellent. See, in this lifetime, and granted, there's some things that happened in Mr. Gifford's life. I'm not going to get into that today, but we can't judge everybody. We make mistakes in God's eyes. But I would never, I didn't even know until I did my research on him this past weekend, that what he went through in his childhood, I didn't even could imagine Frank Gifford did that. But he went on, became outstanding athlete, restored a great program at USC. Look what followed him, C.R. Roberts, Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson, Ricky Bell, Anthony Davis, Richard Wood, Bruce Matthews, J.K. McKay, Pat Hayton, Paul McDonald, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, Lindale White, Pete Carroll. Look what followed them, Tony Boselli, Clay Matthews Jr. and Sr. He's the guy in 1951 that left that campus and put that Trojan football team back on the map. California, YA, the city of LA, the city of Hollywood, the city of Compton. He took that thing to New York. When you had Babe Ruth one more time, you had Lou Gehrig, you had Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and he became an icon. But make no bones, I want everyone that's watching this video today, from the ages he came in his life, in his young childhood, his family was so poor that they had to eat dog food. And then, can you imagine he moved 29 times before he got to high school? That's why I love this, man. That's why I'm around great people. On this platform, I get to tell it like it is. There's no restrictions. I'm gonna lay the truth because I'm Vincent Turner from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm very blessed because I got a very special team behind me. It's an honor and a pleasure to be doing these videos, man. It's an honor. And it makes me strong every day to talk about these great football players from the SWAC, from the Power Five programs, all over the country. You're going to get the real here. You're going to get the true story. And you're going to get what other people don't talk about. My final words, special thanks to Mr. Logan Landers. Special thanks to Mr. Mark Bass. When I think about Frank Gifford, I think about this right here. Ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all time. Well, you never catch a rabbit. And you know, friend of mine, ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Frank Gifford, you're in heaven, baby. You stayed focused. You were nothing but a hound dog, baby. Be blessed too on 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.